Without the benefit of superlatives or adjectives, in fact, without benefit of anything, because our guests this morning need nothing in the way of introduction for me, I want you to meet two swell fellows, Lum and Abner. Seem to be well known around here, Lum.
Yeah, got some friends here.
How are you, Abner?
Oh, just uncommonly well, Tom.
I know you fellas are kept awfully busy with your many activities, but Lum, tell me, have you restocked that Minuteman soup yet in your Jot 'em Down store?
Oh, yeah, we've had that for 6 months, Tom.
Going well?
Oh, yeah.
Not the same soup for 6 months. We've just been handling it that long. We've sold out several times.
Thank you, Abner.
Awful fine. My woman recommends it highly, Tom. Hi, Doggy. Lum, ain't that the Widder Abernathy over there?
Where?
Right there with that black hat there with them pink flowers on it.
Don't believe it is, Abner.
That's
no, of course.
The morning, Widder. That's who it
that
is.
Ain't the Widder.
That's the Widder. Yes, sir.
Well, anyway, to get back here, Leslie, the widow loan for a minute, how long have you been in business?
11 years we've been running the Jot 'em Down store.
11 years. Mm-hmm. And you...
Mom, that's a widow, sure as a widow.
No.
She come up here. She's up here to get some new teeth, some plates or something. You can tell she's got them,
yes,
too.
Yes, of course. Of course, Abner.
She never come up here after them. She ordered them out of the catalog.
Well, now, to get back to our little interview...
We can find out whether that's the widow or not. Find out what size teeth she wears.
Talking about you! Well, to get back to our little interview here, Lum... who keeps books in your enterprise? Jot 'em Down.
I'm going to wait for the $64 question.
You are, huh? Huh? How about it, Abner?
Well, I don't know. We don't particularly keep them, Tom. We just, if we got money in the cash drawer, we're making money. If we ain't. Ain't no use to keep books to find out.
All right. Who takes care of the store while you're making pictures in Hollywood?
Grandpappy Spears runs that.
He runs it, huh? Does he do well?
Yeah, oh, yeah. He knocks down a little. He flips the money up in the air, and if it lights on the edge, well, he puts it in a cash drawer.
Well, how long were you making this picture?
Oh, about 5 weeks.
5 weeks? Mm-hmm. In the making. I noticed it just opened up here at the Hawaii Theater in Hollywood.
Yeah.
You had quite a big opening over there, didn't you, Lum?
Oh, we had a big to-do, yeah. Mm-hmm. All of us drove down in horses and buggies, mm-hmm. Or drove down in the buggies.
Oh, yeah. And it was quite a big premiere. You were there, of course, Abner.
Oh, I was there. I went to see me act. I love to watch me, Tom. Mm-hmm.
Fact is, he's been there ever since.
I'm my favorite actor, I think.
Yeah, yeah? Uh-huh.
Believe I am.
How often have you seen the picture, Abner?
How many times have they showed it, Tom? I've lost track.
The name of the picture is Bashful Bachelor.
Careful, Tom.
Yes, I'm a...
Bashful Bachelor.
Yes, you got me doing it.
Yeah, we attend to all the dialect here, Tom. You just talk straight.
Okay. Well, I understand that the picture's been tremendously successful all over the country. In fact, I was reading one of the trade papers where it outdrew Gone with the Wind in a number of spots.
In our hometown, I think.
In your hometown.
Outdrawed what, Tom?
Gone with the Wind.
Never heard of it.
No. Oh, my. You plan making another picture for RKO?
Yeah, we're going to make 6 more, Tom.
6 more?
Mm-hmm. Gluttons for punishment.
Arkansas's revenge for the Civil War, Tom.
Is there?
Get even with them.
You think that might be the widow over there?
That's the widow, sure. Well, I know her any place.
Thought you said we'd get an orchard if we come up here.
No, I didn't say so, but I might arrange to...
Yeah, we're figuring on moving on it and just raising fruit, Tom. Give up the store.
Sure.
Huh?
Tom. Tom, you're sweating. Just...
Oh, yes, I always have. When I always sweat when I have a good time.
Take it easy. Don't work so hard.
No, I won't.
Simmer down.
Tom's nervous. You know what?
Oh,
and putting that wishing ring on a while ago, it got you all excited. I noticed that.
I guess so. I guess you're right, Abner.
Ever seen such a tight...
Oh, here's my personality.
Oh.
Are you engaged now?
Huh?
Are you engaged from a girl from Iowa?
No. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. And we won't go into that any further.
What do you pay for this job, Tom? I don't know how you get a job down here with all these beautiful women every morning. You must pay a lot to get to come down here.
You have no idea. 10 years of my life. Well, to get back to the store, who can you honestly say is your best customer, Lum?
Well, the widow Abernathy is one of our best customers.
Well, that must be her over there. Then.
Must be.
Squire Skimp's a good customer, but not honestly.
Okay. Well, I don't know what anything else to ask you, except that I know you fellows are awfully busy with your radio program. What do you take for headaches?
Or did I tell him?
Oh, might as well.
Minute Man Soup.
No!
Now, if I say we take Alka-Seltzer on top of that soup, it sounds bad, don't it?
Oh, I want to thank you fellas for coming over here. You've given us a swell interview and grand treat.
Thank you, Tom. I want you to know we listen all the time to this program. I think it's both Chet and myself. It's our favorite program. And I've never heard any program that sounded like you were having as much fun as sounds like you're having down here at Sardis. And I want you to know that I'm tickled to be here and I'm enjoying
thank you.
It.
Thank you.
I want to tell you, Tom, and I'm one of your big fans, too. I don't see how you can get women to talk to you the way you do. It's wonderful. But before we go, I do want to...
Meet the widow Abernathy.
I want to meet the widow Abernathy, and I want to remind everybody to take Alka-Seltzer and go to the Hawaii Theater and see Bashful Bachelor.
That's good enough. All right. There it is. That's the headline. Thank you, Lum and Abner. Come in, Johnny. Come on. Let's go.